Welcome to the deep dive. We are diving straight into something pretty big today. It's the documentation around a, well, arguably game-changing feature in GPT-5.
Yeah, this is definitely significant. We're talking about direct user control over how the model actually, thinks.
Exactly. Our sources lay out OpenAI's rollout plan for this new customization system. It really shifts the dynamic, doesn't it? Giving you, the user, the reins to decide how much effort the AI puts into answering your specific query.
It's a fundamental change from just, say, tweaking temperature. You're controlling the computational intensity.
And our mission here is to unpack this new system. It seems they learned from testing moving away from what sounds like a complicated slider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the slider interface.
To a more intuitive four-tier toggle system. We want to give you some clear guidance on how to use this, how to balance that need for speed versus getting really deep reasoned answers.
And understanding the core concept is key here. It's not just a switch. It's about controlling valuable computational cycles.
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics. If we're controlling the AI's thought process, what are we actually adjusting under the hood?
Well, what you're really doing is controlling how intensively GPT-5 processes things, how deep it goes into its own internal checks, its validation loops, that sort of thing. Basically, you're telling the AI how many drafts to write internally, how much self-correction to do.
How much time to spend thinking about it, essentially.
Exactly. And that brings us to this kind of surprising internal term they use, tucked away in the engineering notes. They call it juice.
Juice. Okay.
Yeah, juice. It reflects the computational resources, the power, allocated to that specific query. So higher juice means it gets more processing power, maybe priority access, definitely longer thinking time.
Which should, in theory, lead to more detailed, more nuanced responses.
Potentially, yes. More robust answers.
It's catchy juice, but let's be clear, this isn't just marketing fluff, is it? It represents real computing costs.
Well, absolutely. Tangible cost and power.
So before we break down the different juice levels, who actually gets this control? Is it for everyone?
No, this is specifically for Plus, Business, and Pro subscribers. Free users will stay on a kind of default standard setting that OpenAI optimizes.
So it's positioned as a premium feature then, a reason to subscribe.
Definitely. It rewards that investment with real functional control over the AI's performance.
Okay, but looking at the tiers, there's something a bit counterintuitive, isn't there? The lowest energy setting, light mode, that's also exclusive, but only to the highest tier, the pro subscribers. Why gatekeep the fastest, cheapest option?
Yeah, that's a great question. It seems odd at first glance. But the exclusivity of light mode, which runs at just 5 juice, it's not really about the computational cost being low. It's about guaranteeing latency.
Oh, okay.
To get that ultra-fast response, that minimal 5 juice processing, you need dedicated low-latency network access. Standard and business users are on more shared resources, so speeds can fluctuate a bit.
Right. There's variability.
Exactly. So only pro subscribers get that guaranteed pipeline needed for the instant response of light mode. It's an efficiency feature, but one that requires the top-tier infrastructure guarantee.
That makes sense. It's about the network, not just the computation. Okay, so knowing who gets what, let's look at the levels themselves. 4 distinct modes based on this juice allocation. Let's start at the bottom with the fastest one.
Right, so level 1 is light mode, as we said, pro subscribers only. It runs at that minimal juice level 5. Think of it as the absolute express lane speed is the only priority.
5 juice. What can you even do with that? If you're not asking for any real thought, why bother with the AI?
Well, it's for tasks with almost zero cognitive load, where you need an answer in milliseconds. Like super simple factual recall, what's the capital of France? Basic math, like 2 + 2, unit conversions, maybe a very simple translation with no context needed.
Instant gratifications.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything needing nuance or reasoning, it's just not built for that. It'll likely give a very superficial answer if it can handle it at all. Okay. Then we move up to what most people will probably experience. Level 2, standard mode. Standard mode. This is the default for Plus and Business users running at juice level 18. This is your reliable baseline. It's designed to strike that optimal balance between reasonably fast responses and intelligent reasoning.
So this is for the everyday stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Most general tasks, writing emails, brainstorming ideas, educational queries, general business comms. It handles average complexity pretty efficiently. It's the workhorse. Okay, 18 juice. Now the next jump looks significant. We go from 18 all the way to level 3. Extended mode is big jump. Extended mode ramps the juice up to 64. That's more than three times the processing power of standard.
Wow. Okay. So what does that extra 46 juice get you?
This is where the AI starts doing more serious multi-step reasoning. So instead of maybe stopping at the first plausible answer, 64 juice tells the AI to generate maybe a second or even a third internal check or counterargument before giving you the output.
So it's not just about making the answer longer, it's forcing the model to kind of second guess itself, to validate its reasoning internally.
Precisely. It's building in more self-correction. The response time is still meant to be reasonable, but the output should be more comprehensive, more robust, less prone to superficial errors.
And who gets this? Still Plus in Business.
Yes, Plus and business users have access to extended mode. It's ideal when you're tackling more complex problems, maybe synthesizing information from various points or structuring a strategic plan where depth really matters more than just getting a quick answer.
Okay, 64 juice makes sense for complex tasks, but then there's the top tier. Level 4 heavy mode, again, exclusive to pro subscribers. And it hits juice level 200. That's another massive jump from 64, over three times again.
It is a huge leap.
Is the benefit proportional? Is it just slower, or is a quality gain exponential at that point? What does 200 juice do?
Yeah, it's definitely not a linear gain in just like slightly better answers. That jump to 200 juice signals the AI to engage its full recursive self-correction capabilities. We're talking deeper search algorithms like Monte Carlo tree searches, potentially. It means it validates its main idea against maybe five or six alternative internal scenarios simultaneously.
So it's doing way more internal debate and validation.
Way more. The response time will be noticeably slower than extended. You'll feel that. But the payoff is intended to be in certainty, accuracy, and exhaustive detail.
Maximum deliberation, then. What kind of tasks actually justify burning 200 juice?
Think highly critical, really complex stuff. Sophisticated code review, for example. At 200 juice, it's not just finding typos. It might be cross-referencing against security libraries, checking complex dependencies, optimizing for latency, flagging really subtle vulnerabilities that need a lot of steps to uncover.
Okay, so deep technical analysis.
Right. Or maybe a very intricate legal analysis or a complex scientific research problem where you need to correlate hundreds of data points. Heavy mode is designed to minimize the risk of faulty logic when the stakes are high.
So, thinking about productivity, this changes things quite a bit, doesn't it? We can now match the AI's effort not just to the task type, but also to how important it is or how much time we have.
Exactly that. You're moving away from a one-size-fits-all AI. You become more like a performance engineer for your AI assistant. Quick brainstorm. Maybe light mode is fine. Critical strategic decision. That's when you might allocate the 200 juice of heavy mode.
Yeah, matching the cognitive load to the task's importance, that should boost efficiency.
That's the goal.
But, you know, I remember trying that slider beta they apparently tested. I spent ages fiddling with it for simple email. Now we have four levels. Is there still a risk of getting stuff choosing? How do I, say, as a Plus user, decide if my research needs 64 juice or if the standard 18 is good enough?
That's definitely the new challenge this introduces, isn't it? The risk of analysis paralysis is real. But the idea behind the four presets is to minimize that. Standard 18 is designed to be good enough for, maybe 90% of what people do.
Okay.
Extended 64 is kind of the go-to when, the task involves multiple factors or requires deeper synthesis comparing different options, for instance. The sources suggest users will probably get a feel for it pretty quickly. You'll try it on standard. And if the output feels a bit thin for the complexity, to bump it up to 64 next time.
Right, you learn the threshold. And what about the constraints, especially at the high end, hitting that 200 juice heavy mode?
Right.
What do we need to keep in mind?
The big one is usage limits. You're consuming significantly more computational resources. So using extended and especially heavy mode will count much more heavily against whatever usage caps are in your subscription plan.
So one heavy query might equal many standard queries in terms of billing or limits.
Exactly. The exact multiplier isn't public, but you should definitely expect that. It means you need to be a bit more strategic about when you deploy the high juice modes.
Makes sense. But I do like the flexibility you mentioned. We can switch modes within a single conversation, right?
Absolutely. That's crucial for workflow. You could start drafting an outline in standard 18, then maybe you hit a really complex section needing rock-solid logic.
Like structuring a tricky argument.
Yeah, or maybe formulating an ethical justification or something complex. You can just toggle up to extended 64 or even heavy 200 for that specific part, get the detailed response, and then toggle right back down to standard 18 to finish off the easier bits.
That's really useful. And what about creative uses, like writing? Does more juice just mean more words, or does it actually affect the quality or style?
It should affect the, let's say, texture and coherence. Higher juice levels give the AI more computational room to explore linguistic possibilities, maintain narrative threads over longer passages, maybe introduce more subtle connections or original metaphors.
Because it can consider more options.
Right. It has the processing space to look beyond the most obvious word associations or plot developments. So, for really structured, long-form content, like a novel outline or maybe complex poetry where nuance is key, heavy mode might offer something special. But honestly, for most day-to-day creative tasks, brainstorming blog posts, or ad copy, standard 18 is often going to be perfectly fine and much faster.
Okay, so stepping back, this whole customization thing feels like a really fundamental shift, doesn't it? It seems AI development is broadening its focus, not just making models more powerful overall, but making them more adaptable to what the user actually needs right then.
I think that's exactly right. It signals a trend toward truly customizable AI experiences. We're moving beyond just raw power benchmarks. The focus is shifting to user agency and efficiency. How can the user get the right kind of performance for their specific need and budget?
And the success of this toggle system, that could really push the whole industry in this direction, couldn't it?
Very likely. If users embrace this level of control, expect other major AI players to roll out similar features. Adjustable processing power could become the new standard, the new expectation for premium AI tools.
But it also adds a layer of complexity for users, especially businesses trying to integrate this.
Definitely. It's powerful, but optimizing it isn't trivial. How do you decide the right juice level for different business processes? The sources even hint at this, mentioning a growing need for external help, like AI consultants, to figure out the optimal settings. For example, should your customer service AI run lean on 18 juice? Or does compliance mandate the thoroughness of 64?
Yeah, those become strategic decisions.
Exactly. It requires analysis.
So that's really the key takeaway for you, the listener. This new frontier is about user control over computational effort, this idea of juice. You're effectively becoming the performance tuner for your own AI.
The power is shifting, definitely. The toggle changes how we think about using AI resources.
Which leads us perfectly to our final thought for you to mull over. We heard extended mode runs at 64 juice, and the top-tier heavy mode hits 200 juice. That's a massive, more than threefold leap in processing effort, specifically designed for maximum complexity and certainty. So if that 200 juice capacity with its deep recursive checks and exhaustive validation is now something pro users can just switch on whenever they need it, what kinds of really sophisticated problems, things maybe previously too complex or uncertain for AI, might become solvable when users start demanding that maximum deliberation power regularly? What happens when 200 juice becomes a routine tool?
That is the big question, isn't it? We're about to see what happens when that level of computational thinking is put directly into the hands of users at scale. The results could be fascinating.
Indeed. We'll certainly be watching. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.
We'll be here to dive into those results when they start coming in.
Absolutely. Catch you next time.